reset my watch.
Maybe you reset it after this year.
No, reset it backwards. Reset it backwards. 1 o'clock.
So I just want to just express appreciation. I have some family members here. My father-in-law couldn't make it, but my brother-in-law Jacob and future brother-in-law Sage are here. I actually gave a shiur in this room in front of Jacob and Eddie right before they got married. So I guess on the topic of marriage. So this is on some level this is about kiddushin, even though it's hard to find in Maseches Yevamos, which is basically our topic. The role of that kiddushin, but just thank you both for coming. I wasn't going to speak about the title of the chavura this time. I, in all honesty, I really wasn't. But one of the smicha guys in the Beis Medrash remembers, I guess, last time that I made a whole fuss about, you know, Isura Yavmin. And so he asked me if I was going to be doing the same thing this time. I told him not, but then I remembered, you know, I mean, I didn't only remember on that moment, but that today is Rav Lichtenstein, you know, Zatzal's yard site. And one of the things I guess I picked up from him, I don't know if this was characteristic of him, but it definitely was something that I always appreciated in the talks that I heard him give, or the shiurim, is that he also liked to explain, like, the title of the shiur, sometimes made a joke out of it, you know, to frame the shiur. And even though this is not the forum really to speak about Rav Lichtenstein at all, I almost feel compelled, you know, just because of the, you know, in the grandfatherly more type like relationship that I had in my interactions with him. I didn't get to hear so many shurim from him, but in my 2 years as Shiva at Har Etzion, and I did try to interact with him as much as possible. And you know, his presence is definitely still felt. And whenever I, at least for me, whenever I give you know, chaburas, the Kohen Chabura, it is always a time for me to think about, you know, my own personal development. It's kind of just what happens. It's very possible that many people feel the same way. And definitely in terms of the model and the role modeling that he set personally for me, and I think for a lot of us, in terms of everything that he was, you know, that is something that, that again, I feel very strongly today and didn't want to begin the chabura without mentioning. So the topic is mitzvah sivama, mekadesh v'achakach boel. You know, very often the derabanan topics, you know, they don't get such a good rep. But the truth is that what we're going to try to show in the chavura today is really that the concept of the chiyuv maimer, you know, even though, you know, ultimately derabanan really does actually highlight in a big way the Dioraisas. It's worth noting that the terminology Maimer, at least the way the Rama understands it, he says in Simon Kovayin, is to reflect like the fact that it originates as a Takanas Chachamim, Maimer Chachamim, a saying of the Chachamim. Even though what it is Kiddushin, it's not Maimer, but it really just does reflect, just from the outset, we'll explain that obviously in the course of the Chabura, but the role and the imprint that the Chachamim had on the institution of Yibam. So without further ado, we all know that all it takes, you know, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam, to accomplish the objective of Yibam, all you need is a ma'isa biya, like zil kari beirav. And the Pasuk says, although the Pasuk is a little bit interesting, the Pasuk says, Yivama yavo alea ulekacha lo li'isha v'yibma. And it is a little bit, you know, ambiguous. Yivama yavo alea, you know, could have sufficed, you know, as many of the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim point out, lukacha lo l'isha almost sounds like it's a separate action, a separate requirement. And that is, in fact, like how the Yerushalmi and like the Pnei Yeshua in particular, you know, they talk about that maybe you would have thought from a lukacha lo l'isha that there's like a second phase. Maybe you do need to do Kiddushin in addition to the Maisa Biya. You also could have had, you know, yivama yavama yikachena leisha, and really just the phrase itself, you know, is very suggestive of the role that, you know, yibam actually plays. Even though at the end of the day, you know, once we establish, you know, the halacha and the mishnah and kiddushin, and really like it's a zil kari beirav kind of a thing, that all you need is yibam, is bias yibam, that's really that should be the end of the story. So it's fascinating then when we encounter the Mishnah on in the fifth parak, Nunam and Aleph, where the Mishnah writes as follows. The Mishnah says, Asa Maimer Uboal, if a person, the Yavam does Maimer, and then is Baalea, Harezo Kimitzvasa, that is the mitzvah of Yibum. And this is how the Gemara initially understands this phrase of the Mishnah, that this is the way to accomplish the mitzvah of Yibum. And it sounds initially like Maimer is indispensable for the mitzvah, which the Nemuka Yosef just spells out even more explicitly, that maybe you wouldn't be doing the proper mitzvah without Maimer. And apparently, irrespective of how we ultimately read the line in the Mishnah, this Maimer requirement is the official position, the final position of Rav Huna, whose formulation is itself just incredibly evocative. If you turn to Nun Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara tries to explain this line, Mara says, Lema misayeya leilu Rav Huna, to Amar Rav Huna, mitzvas yivama mikadesh ve'achar kach boa. It's almost like you're learning all of Maseches Yevamos. You go through the first four prakim, and then finally you encounter the fifth parak. You think all you need to do is Yibum, and then it's a done deal. Now the Gemara seems to be suggesting, again, at least as a Havamina, that it's not really the case, and without Kiddushin in advance of the Bias Yibum, so it's not Mitzvah Sivama. It's not the full mitzvah. At minimum, it's not the full mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara understandably is very troubled by this. You know, the Gemara responds and basically says that that's not really how to read the Mishnah. Eima avze kimitzvasa, that this is also the mitzvah. Pshita salkadai dechamina kevin amar mar haose maimar biyavimto parcha himenu zikas yavmin v'chala lav zikas irisim v'nisuin eima lav mitzvah ka'avid kamashvalan. Of course, it's not necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum. And actually, the Gemara really, you know, makes takes a huge turn and basically suggests that, if anything, you know, not only do we not understand why Kiddushin would be necessary for the mitzvah of Yibum, but if anything, it's the opposite. The Gemara suggests a reading which actually seems to suggest that Maimer would supplant and then take away from the mitzvah of Yibum, that it's oker zikas yibum, and it would be replaced by zikas erisin v'nisuin. And this line, this comment, originally appears, it really comes from the world of Shitas Beis Shammai, who holds Maimer's kone kinin gomer, which Rashi references on the Gemara. And for Beis Shammai, Maimer's effectiveness is precisely in its capacity to function like yibum, to compete with yibum, at least on the level of kinyan. So the Gemara basically says that we don't say this. Avzu kimitzvasa, like Maimer at minimum is not necessary, and at most, or at worst, I guess, is a distraction to really what the mitzvah of Yibum is about. And so the Gemara, you know, kind of doesn't prefer this initial reading of the Mishnah. And if you look at Rashi on the Mishnah, he kind of tells you almost like reflexively on Harezu kimitzvasa, Mefarish v'gemara avzu kimitzvasa. Like, don't think that you have to do Maimer, but that even though you do Maimer, you can still be yotze the mitzvah, you could still do the mitzvah Yibum properly. Although I will note that it's just interesting that Rashi on the Rif, in interpreting Harezu kimitzvasa, does read it in accordance with Rav Huna, that mitzvah Yivama v'achar kach, mitzvah Yivama mekadesh v'achar kach boa. So how do we understand, basically, the role, the chi of Maimer, at least according to Rav Huna, and maybe it even is like the end of the day how to read the Mishnah on Daf Nun, in light of everything that we've said. So the Gemara itself, yeah. Yeah, please, go. I haven't said much yet, but yeah.
Just a question about the Rashi. It's the same.
Oh, Rashi on the Rif?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I know that there are a lot of times, like, you do find discrepancies, but in terms of, like, the history, I'm not...
It might be a different question.
But it probably is Rashi.
In some cases.
Like this would be another good example because they seem to be at odds. It's not just like an additional point or like the famous one that I'm aware of is the Daf Beis in Kiddushin. It's like Rashi says on only Al Harif that Shtar like maybe needs Amira. If I'm getting it wrong.
Amira.
What?
Whether you need Amira or not.
By Shtar. Right. So this one is like it really does seem to be just two readings of the Mishnah. So I guess if you ever do like more extensive work on the differences, whatever.
It's kind of Yoda Frankel in the book called Darko Shal Rashi. He thinks that it's Maduro's Rashi himself wrote. Not yourselves in Rashi, but Rashi.
Uh-huh, like different versions. Okay. So is that anything else?
No,
just
no,
that.
No.
Okay, just that point. Okay.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's this? What basically is this requirement of Maimer all about? So the Gemara, not surprisingly, helps us a lot with this question. The Gemara itself, zeroes in on the position of Rav Huna, which does seem to be, it depends on how you understand Rav Huna, but that does seem to be, the halacha that you do Maimer before Yibam. So Gemara says in Mbezim at Aleph, Gufa Amravuna, Mitzvahs Yavmin, Mekadesh, V'achar Kach Boel, V'im Boel, V'asa Maimer, Kana. Im Boel, V'asa Maimer, Pshita. So Gemara tries to understand, what exactly, this is. Boel, V'asa Maimer, it sounds like you did the Maimer after Bia. So why would you have to tell me that there's a Kinyan? That's Pshita. And just Tosfos pointed out, what Maimer wouldn't make the Bias Yibum, the Kinyan of the Bias Yibum, any worse, would it? I don't have an explanation. All I can say, it's very hard to imagine. In other words, the Gemara says, Pshita, it's very hard to imagine that Maimer would do anything after you already did Bias Yibum, but it just is reminiscent, of course, of the earlier line that Maimer, at least in advance of the Maisa Bia, would be Oker Zikas Yibum. And then you wouldn't be lav mitzvah kavet, but it's just food for thought. So the Gemara continues: it must not be describing a case where you did maimer afterwards, but rather what it's just trying to tell you is the hakani v'viya aleima imbal below maimer kana, that if you did viasibam without having done maimer beforehand, send your kona. That's what. You need, but Rav Huna is teaching us, even though he said mitzvah sivama mekadesh ve'acher kach boa. It's not just a fascinating thing that needs to be said, but the next line in the Gemara basically challenges the truth of this din. V'atanya loke. Why should it be? The Gemara seems to be asking, just on pshuto, the pashim shot of the Gemara. It sounds like. What we're talking about here is a din d'oraisa, and that you shouldn't be able, to just get away with doing evil. Which sounds like maimer would really be ma'akev, the mitzvahs, the kinyan of the mitzvahs evil. And this is in fact how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi says ve'ein malchus arvoim el al divrei Torah, alma d'oraisa hi ve'echi amris kana. The fact that the Gemara says loke clues Rashi into the possibility that Maimer is really Deoraisa. And if Maimer is Deoraisa, so then Rashi is saying that if you wouldn't do it in advance of Yibum, then you wouldn't be Kone with the Yibum. This is obviously just the Rishonim are very bothered by this. And they find it very difficult. The Rashba, the Ramban, and the other Rishonim too, the Rashba and the Ramban, basically their question is, in the whole entire Masechta, we find that Maimer is only Midrabana. It's like, well, how is there even this Havamina? How could Rashi explain the Gemara that Maimer is a Din D'Oraisa? That's the question they ask. The Ritva, adds in some other questions, and he also doesn't give it doesn't give an explanation for Rashi. I think I'll explain this more. I think just to scope it out, the fact that the Ritva doesn't give an answer, I think is consistent with the questions he asks that the Rashba and the Ramban don't ask. And Tosos just don't even, are not even misyaches to Rashi at all. They never even like humor the possibility, you know, that that the Gemara here is saying Maimer would be Ma'akev, you know, the Kinyan, and that Maimer is Deoraisa. And we'll get back to that. But what exactly is this suggestion over here? Obviously, it's just a very significant Havamina to appreciate that Maimer, you know, would be Ma'akev, the Mitzvah of Yibam. So the Ramban and the Rashba make suggestions for Rashi that are different. So the Ramban in source number 9 makes a suggestion that they both, they actually, the Rashba and the Ramban both agree about this point. That Maimer is not Deoraisa, you know, in terms of being necessary for the Kinyan of Yibum, but it might be Deoraisa in setting the stage for the Mitzvah's Yibum to be Kone. In such that Yibum is really what's Kone, but Maimer might be a Deoraisa prerequisite, I'll explain what that is, that enables the Yibum to be effective. But they, again, they say it in very different ways. So the Ramban, it makes a suggestion for Rashi. It's a very brief suggestion, a little bit hard to understand. But he says, Perish Rashi zal kasaka daitoch demi deraisa shemalgas amel divrei Torah velo mechuver demai mervada kimlon ve demi derabanan hu vehechi sal gadaitoch delaki mina Torah maimer is derabanan, how do you have the malchus midi oraisa? There are obviously two questions on the Rashi. One is just the principle that Maimer is working in some Deoraisa capacity. And then the second thing is just that really like a big question is where, what would the Malkus be based on? The third question is, even if you know it's Deoraisa and that there are Malkus, just because there are Malkus, does that mean that there's no Kinyan? So those are like the three, you know, things you have to deal with. But that where the Ramban is coming from is that Maimer is Derabanan, and so where do you get the Malkus Midoraisa? So the Ramban suggests, V'yesh Lomar, again, what I was saying before, Maimer is not part of the Kinyan min haTorah. Elisha usher livel ad sheyakadesh. The function of Maimer would be like to neutralize some iser bia if you would just initiate, you know, the relationship with bia lechud. It's basically the absence. It's basically the absence of kiddushin. You know, it makes the bia asura. Only kiddushin stands in the way of this heter. But any, at the end of the day, yibum is what's kone. Yeah. Well, so the question is, what's the law? Just to explain you, you're basically arguing that in Rashi, the Isser is like to go forward with the Yibum proposition at all. So what you'd have is Eshesach before you did the Kiddushin. The way I understood the Ramban at face value was it's like a separate Isser D'Oraisa to be Boel her Mitchila without Kiddushin. That's not Eshesach. I also think that's true. This is not my reason for thinking it. I also think that's true given what the Ramban like is holds fast to in general about Eshesach. It'd be hard to imagine that you, the Yavam, would have to initiate something to trigger the Hutra. But again, if the Ramban said otherwise, you know, I would. So what I think might be pshat in the Ramban, it just sounds a lot like the Isser Kadesha for the Rambam, that somehow doing if you somehow just starting, you know, the relationship with this Yavama, just being boel her mitchila, that would somehow constitute like some iser bia. There's an iser bia if it's not in the backdrop or the framework of kiddushin. For the Rambam, not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that there's an iser for to be ba'al afnuya, and the way he describes it, that's number one. But the reason for this, and really the way he characterizes the iser to be ba'al pnuya, is very significant. What? What was that, Rebbe? Yeah, exactly. So the way the Rambam characterizes this iser, if you look in source number 14, for him, like kiddushin, basically the presence of kiddushin, you know, the objective of kiddushin, And also the Isser Daraisa of Pinuya / Kedesha are really like two sides of the same coin. If you look in the Koteret HaChazishas in source number 14, the way the Rambam describes, let's say, the mitzvah of marriage is to marry a woman, Biksuba Vikidushin. We'll get back to that. But that basically the mitzvah is to marry, but like through or with Aksuba and Kiddushin. And then the Isser Kedesha is Shalot Tival Isha Belo Ksuba Vikidushin. It's almost like what the problem is that you're having a relationship with a woman who doesn't have the, let's say, like the dimensions, the background, or the framework of ksuba and kiddushin. No small detail is it that ksuba, at least as an institution, as a requirement, is only drabanan for the Rama. But for him, apparently this matters. And if you look in source number 15, in the beginning of Perak Aleph Hilchos Ishus, and then we'll also see Halacha Dalid, Rambam basically gives you the back history of how the genesis of Ishus Min HaTorah, and he sets up the important contrast of what marriage was like, the derech to marriage before Matan Torah and the one after Matan Torah. Kodem Matan Torah Haya Adam Hogea Isha Bashuk Im Ratzah Huvehi Lisa Osa Machnisa Levesa Ubawala Beino Levein Atzma. So notably, again, the word just pogeya, that it's more like happenstance, like you encounter a woman in the marketplace. He wants to do it, and also notably she, you know, her ratzon seems to be very significant here in terms of like initiating, you know, the marriage. Her haskama, of course, is always important, but at least in terms of initiating it. Lisa Osa Machnisa Levesa Ubawala, they do it in a private way. He emphasizes that it's Beino Levein Atzmo. We'll see the contrast in a minute. V'tielo le'isha kevin chenas natora nitzdavu Yisrael shem yirtza ish lisa isha yikne osa tchila. He emphasizes the fact that if you want to marry, now there's a derech, a methodology, a way to do it. You have to be kone her first. Bifnei Eidim, very significant in the contrast to Beino Levein Atzma. V'acher kach tielo le'isha. Now that becomes like an important prerequisite in order to accomplish the goal of Ishus, that it's done, you know, in this way. And then he does the same thing. It's like a symmetrical, a parallel halacha and halacha dalid. The same thing, kodem matan Torah. It's like even the same words, adam pogay isha bashuk im ratzahu vihi. So now their intention, again, pre-matan Torah, is not to be married, but just to have a casual affair. No saying laschara ubo'alo sa alim haderech v'holeichlo v'zohi anikra kedesha. And we can't help but think about the similarity between the words kedushin and kedesha. Mishenat na haTorah nasra haKedesha lotia kedesha mimnos Yisrael. And then the way he defines it, as we already saw in the Koteret lefikach, kol habo'al isha l'shem znus below kedushin loke min haTorah mineisha bo'al kedesha. Without getting into all of the details right now, it's a little bit more complicated. But he defines, it sounds like the problem is to have just a casual relationship with a woman. And that casual status turns on whether or not there was kiddushin and maybe even ksuba. The idea is that by integrating a kiddushin and a ksuba as background, an expression of commitment and seriousness, that this isn't something that's casual and that the two parties can just walk away from. For the Rambam, that upgrades a relationship between a husband and a wife, and ultimately the absence of that just creates an inappropriate connection and relationship between a panoi habal al pnuya. The language of the Ramban just really does sound like that in the context of Yibum, if you just have a bia without there being any other initiation, no framework of kiddushin, that you'd violate an iser. Maybe that Isser, again, he's explaining, you know, Rashi, maybe that Isser would be the Isser Kedesha. Applying the Rambam about Kedesha in general, though, you know, to Yibum, obviously comes with some, you know, some challenges. It's a little bit tricky. Number one, you know, she's definitely not a Pnuya to him. It's not like there's no background and no framework between the Yavam and the Yavama. You know, we're no strangers even to the Rambam's opening formulation in Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, in terms of like the Zika and the Rishus that the Yavam has. There's a connection, to say the least, There's an obligation for the Yavam to be with this Yavama. So it's very different, even just initially, you know, than a case where there's no framework whatsoever between the two parties. And let's also add, and I do think this is important, you know, let's say, you know, Kiddushe Bia, so we know Rav Manged Aman de Mekadesh Bia, and the Rambam codifies that. But let's say someone does go ahead and do Kiddushe Bia. Like, do you violate the Yisr Penuya? In the footnote of the Ritzva, he seemed to like assume, take for granted that the Rambam would have to hold that. To be honest, I think it's explicit in the Rambam that's not the case. And even if it wasn't, like my guess would still be that there's no way that that's... His argument is that because, like, in the timing, because, like, you're doing the Bia before technically you had a Kiddushin that preceded it, it's like the Bavas Achas doesn't work in your favor, but against your favor. I think the Rambam is explicit that you're just violating the Man de Mekadesh Bebia, the Pritzos that Rav speaks about, but not, I don't think you violate the full Yisr D'Oraisa of Kedesha. So if it's true that Kiddushe Bia for the Rambam is not Kedesha, you know, I would assume also the Rambam would tell you the same thing, even if he was trying to be a little more creative, you're chayiv to have Bias Yavama, and that's how you're Kone this Yavama. So it just would be hard to, it's a little bit of a tricky thing to apply. It's definitely not Ma'akev the Kinyan. Yeah, it's definitely not Ma'akev the Kinyan. I'm not sure it's Ma'akev the Kinyan here either, though. That's a question we have to address on the Ramban. All the Ramban would be explaining is why there are Malkus Midoraisa. But you have to explain the Gemara. Agree. But to be fair, though, the Ramban is explaining why there is Malkus Deraisa. But he obviously is assuming he's trying to explain the Gemara too. So we have to get back to that. I plan to.
Just the last point is the issue on the Ramban with the illness. If you don't want to put this Ram on the Ramban, assuming that without Maimer there'd be an Issa D'Oraisa, but in any Kiddushin context, that would just be Kiddush Abiyah.
Right.
I mean, that's a problem anyway.
Wait, what are you saying the new problem is?
If you don't want to add the Penuya part within the Ramban.
Yeah.
Just for the Ramban straight. In this context, it would be Issa D'Oraisa, so in any context, it would just be Kiddush Abiyah. What's worse here in Yibo than...
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with that.
It's even without the Ramban.
But if you... Well, what if you would be over the Issa D'Oraisa of Kiddusha by Kiddush Abiyah?
That would add to it, but I'm saying...
Then couldn't you say that in the context of Yivam, Bias Yivama?
Whether or not you'd be over with Penuya or not. So in general, why would it be worse in the context of Yivam than...
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it's just a mice in a Mela that the Torah puts in Kingdom.
Right, so that... So what Asher's point is, like, the counterweight I was going to suggest too a little bit. I saw the Karen Or, maybe, they point to the fact that it's Balkarcha. Like the Balkarcha component, or to say it in Asher is a little bit more broader way, that like because all this is Memela, so, and like you're really doing it out of the Chiyuv, like on some level it could be a greater Pritzos. Right. So yeah, I'm just telling you it's complicated. Right. So all I'm pointing out is, in other words, to summarize, is that I think the Ramban is suggesting that what the Isser is, the Isser D'Oraisa, is really the Bia, that wasn't preceded by Kiddushin. The Kiddushin has no Kinyan, makes no Kinyan contribution, but it does allow you to do the Kinyan, you know, Kedas Ukedin, and it really is an Isser Bia. I'm just pointing out, it puts it in the framework, I'm just pointing out, like, is it much better than even Kiddush Bia, or is it possible that it's the same or worse? That's what I'm
about. That the original paradigm was like a
Kedesha
situation.
Nice. No, I like that. Okay. Then the question is, which Natan was just pointing out, was that, right. So just, yeah, exactly. There's just some vulnerability probably in the Bias Yiva, maybe. Maybe it's an Abishol thing, or that you have to make her your own Kenyan, not just on behalf of your brother. So that could be that's what the halacha is demanding, the Torah is demanding by the Bia, by the Kiddushin preceding the Bia. The Kunathan's question is just important, which is, we've identified why maybe there's Malkus D'Oraisa for the Ramban, but how do you explain the implication of the Gemara? And let's just even say it straight. Rashi says, if it's D'Oraisa, then it's not going to be Kona. And that's who the Ramban is coming to suggest, to explain. So again, it's not the first time that we've encountered you know, that in the context of Yibum, being able to, you know, fulfill, let's say, the mitzvah, you know, properly, is going to determine whether or not the kinyan is chal. The only thing that you want to say is that the din d'oraisa has to be somewhat more related to how we look at, you know, the eventual bia, and then it's not just something which is completely extraneous. But yeah, I think you do have to deal with that. But I still think that the Ramban is not saying that this is an Eishes Af, and therefore the kinyan wouldn't be chal, but just that you need the framework of kiddushin for the. But I don't have any like explanation more than that. Good. The Rashba has a little bit of a different suggestion to explain the Rashi. If you look in, where do I have this earlier? In source number 10. So again, the same thing. Hadu Akshinav Atanya Loke Pirish Rashi. The Kasal Gadaitach the Midraisa Kamar the Loke Malkus Arboi Mashma the Malkus Arboi Mel Al Divrei Torah. So the Ikal Amedek the Vaday, same question as Ramban Vaday Maimer the Rabban and who the Hechi have a Sal Gadaitach the Loki Dvar Torah. So listen to the Rashba. The Efter the Kasal Gadaitach she Ein Hamaimer Gomer Ba Lotzia Beget, again that important crucial point that we saw also in the Ramban, we tried to explain the Ramban. Ela Habia. The Maimer doesn't contribute anything on the level of the Kinyan. Mihu, Maimer Tzricha, Kidei Shetehei Kenu Yalo, Kodem Sheyifgaba, Sha'al Yedei Kach, Hitira Lo HaKasav. That you need to be Koneher before you have your Pokeyaba. And also, by the way, just very reminiscent of the Rambam's language in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, that they were pogeya isha bashuk, and then the reaction to that was that there should be a kinyan. Kinuya lo kodim shiv kaba sha yedei kach etira lo akasav. Apparently, that mimer, that kinyan, before the yibo, the bia, is what will give you the matir, you know, to do it. Yedei kach etira lo akasav. V'shema hayasavur the mimer deoraisehu. Ukeinin shamer biyushalmi ulakachalo liisha zeha mimer. If we take the drasha seriously in the Yerushalmi, beginning of Perek Beis, beginning of Perek Hay, that Maimer comes from the pasuk ulakach aloli isha. It's like a kiddushin. Umedras gamohur kedisa hasam bepirkin dehacha. And unlike the Ramban, the Rashba doesn't reject this outright. He just says v'yesh mefarshim. Even though the Ramban, ultimately was said velodoik to his suggestion on behalf of Rashi. I think what the Rashba is saying is a little bit different than the Ramban. It's not that there's like an Isser Bia per se, but it's that the Torah put a condition on the Heter of Bias Yibum, which is that there be a Kinyan first. It's more like Yibum is a two-stage process where the goal is definitely the Yibum, and the Kinyan is basically what allows you to do it. So what the issue you're violating, though, is not the Maisa Bia per se, but it's like the absence of what the Torah, it's basically the absence of the Matir for Yibum, and really may be a kind of Eishes Ach, which some of the Achronim suggest, like we know, you know, from the Gemara Makos, that you be Lokin on the Isser Kares in the case of this Chayvei Krisus, that you actually get Malkus, and it does fit well with the Rashi, you know, on Nunbezim and Aleph, a few Rashis later, that seems to imply that until you actually do Yibum, the Isher Eshesach, you know, still remains. And it does sound a little bit to me like what the Rashba is requiring in order, as a condition to the Heter Yibum, like that you have to like simulate or have a parallel kiddushin, a parallel, like regular ishus. There needs to be, you have to like do what you would do in a normal case of ishus, as like the basis for the eventual heter yibum. Like the kinyan is what matters. That you have that kinyan, and then once you have that, then you could do the bias yibum. The ritva. These are two different. What?
I'm just curious, like what level kinyan you think this is. In other words, he's saying, yeah, it wouldn't be gomer b'alotzi of get, But apparently it's enough of a kinyan to allow the bia. So it's almost like you have the matir part of kedushin without the osir part. Like, what kind of osir is this?
Right.
Like, what is it, right. If the kinyan means osir from al kakdesh,
it's a matir to allow a kinyan.
So right.
It doesn't do anything.
It won't help you because it won't help you, you know, be kone yivimto, because that's not, that's just not, that that isn't the way that the halacha set up, you know, like the derech for mitzvah zibo.
Right. So in other words, are you saying that when he said it's not
like kiddushin is not even possible, maybe? Right.
Meaning, does it still have the koach of normal kiddushin that should become an ishes ish according to the suggestion of the Rashi?
It sounds like not. It sounds like not. Yeah.
So I mean, it's just strange that it has.
It sounds like it's part of the methodology for Ibum.
Just like a Miyake.
Right.
I'm not so sure it's even so different than the Ramban.
Yeah, I know. I'm only
honestly,
in the sake. Right.
I think it's also a Matu for the. To be Magdir.
If it's similar to the Ramban, I'm fine with that too. But to the extent that, like, some of these discrepancies, even in the language. Uh huh.
You're talking about the Hagdara of Yibum as a kinyan and as a matir, you know, it depends.
Just needs that you have this kiddushin.
It can't come from nothing.
Right.
And
no, if it's Ramban, that's fine. It could. My suggestion was only
no, he
to
does say more than Ramban.
Right. Right.
But I don't think he means like it's an independent kinyan.
Well,
if you if
Yibum
is what
maybe
makes
a low kodesh yifgat.
Just the one thing I do want to say.
If
right.
It
does sound that way.
So then it's like the Ramban. So it's not called viasibo. Yasibum has to have something which, you know, it inherently, or according to the Hava, you know, inherently is associated as mitzura, you know, to Isha, so simply, as opposed to simply a maisavia.
To just two
this
things.
Kinyan-esque, I would say, you know, introduction provides, meaning, like if, you know, I don't think Ramban would, the Rajma would tell you that it's a real, like if you don't follow through, you've done the kinyan part, and I don't think he means that if you do the mimer and then you do the ibum, so then you know lamafreya, the mimer was the kinyan,
right?
And I think that's against too much other evidence. I think what he means is that you have to do something kinyani or kinyanesque, meaning that you borrowed from the world of maybe of kiddushin, in order to establish that the maisabia here isn't just a maisabia in the context of Zika, but that it's a maisa issues.
Right.
He doesn't use a lot of maisa kinyan. He also references the existence of some sort of totsas kinyan prior to the bia.
And the same, right? I mean, I think it's the pack. It's what. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he means chalos kinyan. I think he means. I mean, language should kinuya lo.
Right.
I'm just saying.
You
know, it would be next to impossible for him to think that after the mimer, before the yibum, that there are any kinyan consequences.
Right, I agree with that.
So once that is true,
it doesn't have to be
right.
From
if you have language in isolation, I would read it that way.
I'll just say two things.
Clearly,
like
there are no consequences. That's part of the eco meidah by the vaday mimer drabanan. He had the soul divide and lucky.
Right.
This is an answer to that question. So he's not.
Everything's a lava in the Rashman
and the Ramban? Right, so Rebbe thinks it is. All I'll say is two things. If the lava is Eishes Ach, then we have a much easier time explaining the Kinyan.
I don't think he's
that there's no Kinyan in the Gemara.
Not Eishes Ach, but the Ramban is clear there's a separate lava they were adding. The Rashman is a lava from the Bia, or it's a separate lava?
Right.
It's not Eishes Ach.
Right.
Yeah, it's not Yibum Beheter, put it that way.
But it's not a separate external lava.
I don't know if it's a lava, but it's right. It's not in Tiwa Bava Kasa.
That'd be different from their Ramban
Rash,
potentially.
Yeah. No, I think he's saying more. I think it's an extended
Ramban.
You know, Ramban.
Right. Yeah. I think it's extended too, but I'm probably extending it more than Rebbe is. If I am right,
language, I would say what you're saying.
Right. Since it's
introduced
by Ramban's statement of in Meshamish Kumen Atorah, I mean, Ramban saying there's no halos to it. The Rash does not cannot say.
I also think that the Rashba mentions the Drasha and the Yushalmi is important. Because the Drasha Yushalmi sounds like it's a stage. That's flipped a little bit, but I feel like the point would still be that it's almost like there are two stages in Yibum.
Rashba is just adding that what the Mimer does is it provides a Kinyani time of not a chalos kinyan, even though that's the word. I agree; those are the words.
Wait, but I'm not saying that.
I don't think it's true. I don't think he would say it's true. Right, and I don't think it's compatible with answering the question that he's asking. Right, but what it does do, I think he's explaining the Ramban, but maybe going further the Ramban in the explanation to explain that you know what you're doing is something which in another context, you know, implies a kinyan. And even as a chalos d'oraisa, you know, that ends up being a necessary part of defining this as yibum shalishus or yibum shalkin. Right? That's what I think.
Yeah. I'm probably like a little more
I
in between.
I wouldn't say that just based on the language alone, true. But it's one of those situations where the language, I think, is contradicted by the evidence, you know, generally. And especially by the line before, by the question. So that's what I think he's...
If it is like...
The alternative would be to say, you know, that once you go through with the Igbo, you know, so then, in retrospect, you know, there were two components. One was the Maimar, you know, which was the Kenyan, and the other was the Bia, which was, you know, the mitzvah. And that also is not compatible with the language that you're correctly identifying, which makes it sound like the Kenyan exists in real time before the beat.
Well, I was wondering if it could be that the way in which he's limiting the mimer is from the Yibum perspective, but he's not necessarily limiting its halos as a general form of kiddushin. Meaning it's not gomer. He's saying, oh, obviously it's not going to be gomer, but as if you had already done the Yibum and you don't need Chalitza anymore. But is he
so
not...
what would happen? What does
maybe
happen?
Maybe a conventional Chalos Kedushin.
Do you need a get?
He's saying...
You don't need a get.
Well, no, he's just saying the get would not suffice at that point. You would still need Chalitza, but maybe you would also need to get into Isa.
But the same, then how's that compatible with saying that it's only that it's Dravana? The Vada might be Dravana.
Well,
because so if you want to say that the Maimar itself doesn't do anything, but the Maimar is a necessary facet, you know, that defines the Bia, so then you could explain why there would be, you know, Malkus, and even though the Maimar itself as a standalone is still Rabbah. According to Jusen, there is an element of Daraisa.
Right, but he himself concedes with Yushalmi.
I'm saying, but that's the question, right? Ikalameidak, Vani Maimer Drabanan, Echav Sokadaita Kalaki Drabtar. The answer isn't that Maimer is Daraisa as a standalone. The answer is for both him and the Ramban.
Right.
That Maimer
right.
Drabanan is a feature in the Hagdara of the Matir or the Kinyan or the Heter of Maisa Bias Yibum Daraisa, which is an important idea. Right, but I'm saying.
Like Rabbi Rabbi was saying, you call it between the Chovas Maimer and the Chalos Maimer. Meaning, it's a whole different question whether it's.
But I'm saying, but once you're not saying the Chalos, that the Maimer is a Chalos Kenyan, then you lose some of the you know, moral high ground, you know, in the argument about Kadesha Tikunya, Law of Kodem She Yifgaba, you know, meaning being taken more literally. But unless I'm misunderstanding you. That isn't literal either.
Yeah, maybe when he says Vada Maimer Drabanan, that's the Chovas Maimer. But he is suggesting.
Well, it can't be more than it can't just be Chovas Maimer. He's definitely saying something about Maimer. That I think is hard to say. You're saying on the previous line.
Okay.
Well, either way, again, for the Ramban or the Ramban, even if you're saying the Ram saying it, you know, the Maimer, you have to figure out something that allows, again, I shouldn't talk to you, but Maimer to be both Rabban and Daraisa at the same time. In order to, I mean, the phenomenon that they're both trying to explain is something that allows Maimer to be Rabban and Daraisa at the same time.
Okay. Well, one of the questions.
You want to say the differences between, let's say, the Chova and the Chalos. I'm saying that it's what it contributes to the Bia, you know, as opposed to. You know, what it does on its own. And in that, I'm just assuming that the Rajba is like trying to flesh out. I'm not saying the Ramban agrees with it, because again, he does say, I'm not sure. Maybe he would agree to that. So I'm not sure if he's trying to flesh out or you know, provide like a an explanation. I do think it's more working, you know, the principle of Rabban. And I don't think the Kiva or the issue here is an issue side.
Right.
Sounds like you don't either.
I'm okay with it being Eshazach.
Okay.
So what? What I'm suggesting for the Rabban, and I take that very seriously.
No.
Yeah. What I'm suggesting is that for both the Ramban and the Rashba, it's a prerequisite for the show, which is Yibum. Just saying that for the Ramban, it's basically a prerequisite for the Isser Bia, it's Matir, the Isser Bia. For the Rashba, it's Matir, the Kinyan Yibum. If it's true, what I'm saying for the Rashba, and that there is in Eishas Achir, it obviously more than explains why there would be no Kinyan, and may just explain some of the other, you know, like lines in the Rashba that are different from the Ramban. What's interesting is that the Ritva, who had the benefit, let's say the perspective of the Rashba and the Ramban before him, doesn't give neither any of their answers, but no answer at all for Rashi. And he adds on two other questions. I just like think this is worth spending a minute on. The Ritva in source number 10 says the same questions. Va'atanya loke perish Rashi tekasal gadaitech dimin deraisa kamar v'chulei v'ikula medak navadai maimer drabanan who? Oh, I'm reading the Rashba. I'm sorry. Vatanya loke perish Rashi. Dekashuli heyach efshar in the middle of 11. Heyach efshar lomar kain v'chishavik rav lebeis hillel v'amar kibei shamai v'sugin dekuli tamuda ma'amar drabana. He's imputing to Rashi of embracing in this line of the Gemara shitas beis shamai, which I don't think is so pashut. V'od dafil beis shamai. Leika b'maimer ela asay v'heyach loke al bitula, and then he says v'anochin k'moshe peirushri. He ends up just explaining the Baal HaTosas. I think just what's significant about the Ritva is that he's looking at the Malkus as coming from the avoidance of maimer itself. That if you violate maimer, which is only an asay, it's only ulakach alol isha. That's what would be the basis of the Malkus, that you skipped over maimer. And what he's also, and I think that's consistent with attributing it to Beis Shammai. He's basically saying, all Beis Shammai tells us is that Maimer is Koneh Kinyan Gamur. But what we've seen from the Rashba and the Ramban, unless I'm like missing something, is that for them, it's not about Maimer being Koneh Kinyan Gamur Midaraisa. For them, it's about this unique role that Maimer might play as a prerequisite, as a matir for Mitzvah Yibam, whether it's the Isser Bia or it's the Kinyan Yibam itself. So I just think that a little bit these questions of the Ritva reflect that he's putting too much stock on the Maimer itself rather than as seeing Maimer as a prerequisite for what is ultimately the whole story, which is the Bias Yibum. Yeah.
The Ramban and the Rashba themselves also offer alternatives. And the point is that the very fact that we had a spirited discussion, meaning this formulation of the Ramban, or what is or isn't an addition or a difference in the Rashba, is very much subtle.
Right.
All I'm trying to say. So I like it. I think it's important for these issues. Fits into the broader picture of, you know, issues of people, and that don't just be the mice and be beyond,
right,
and so on and so forth. But even the Ramban and the Rashba are struggling with,
right,
it. So I'm saying it isn't such a pallor.
It's not
the final word of the Ramban either.
I'm so totally fine. First of all, in the Ramban, he rejects it. In the Rashba, he's okay with it.
Well,
he just says
he has
Befarshi. In the Ritva, I would be fine if the Ritva just said, I can't give you the explanation.
Right.
But I think the Rashba and the Ramban, this is my bigger point, the Rashba and the Ramban would never ask his questions. I think that to look at Rashi as and judging him as a Beis Shammai, like, you know, enthusiast,
well,
and like being based on Maimer Kone Kinyan Gamur.
When they ask, how can you say, isn't it clear that Maimer is Drabana?
I think for them, it's not the Kinyan Daraisa Beis Shammai that is an alternative to Yibum, but it's Maimer acting Daraisa in tandem with Bias Yibum, which is not Beis Shammai's suggestion. If anything, Beis Shammai is the opposite. For Beis Shammai, there's the need for Bia would only be like a Ramban, you know, Ramban Fates.
Do we have such a
Does anyone, like I'm saying, what other Maimon Darais is there besides the Mishamis Maimon Darais?
The Yishalmi?
They say the word is Maimon Darais. They don't say Mishamis, but it's possible that they're also.
I don't think for Beishama this has anything to do with, you know, what the Ramban and the Rashba are suggesting. For him, it's like, can Mimer be as effective as Bias Ivum, as an alternative to Bias Ivum, rather than what the Rashba and the Ramban are suggesting as prerequisites for Bias Ivum, which of course you need. Ivum is the only thing that's going there.
Question or by his?
I'm troubled that he's asked that. Like, I'm wondering why the Rashba asked the same questions as the Ramban. And like now they don't ask either of these. They're not troubled by the essay, and they're not troubled by, you know, Beis Shammai. Again, this is also, even what I'm saying right now is subtle. Take it or leave it. I'm wondering a little bit if like he just, that's how he was thinking about this this problem with Rashi, and also maybe why he didn't give the answer. Even though all you can just say is that Rashi is very difficult. Tosos don't discuss it at all. And again, just it's speculation, but I wonder if in part it does have to do with like Tosos in general, this whole idea of like needing something to be matir or machshir, the bias ibum, they may totally you know deny, even as a havmina for them, the bias ibum is everything. As long as you have the mitzvah ibum, the idea that like you would need something to be matir, you know, the Torah said that you have a mitzvah and a chiv to do ibum. So why should you need something, a kiddushin in advance to either allow you to do Yivam, or to be Matir, you know, the Bia. Again, just speculation. Just especially because they usually do contend with something like this in Rashi. Like, you know, it is a little bit surprising that they don't even relate to it. Yeah, I understand that. But just as like as a Daraisa, that like would really affect the Yivam. Agree. Yeah, exactly. No, he doesn't even say, like, Rashi says this. Like, how could you say? I'm just speculating. I don't want to spend so much time on it. It's just a ha'ara. The Chacham Yisfarad are willing to contend with the Rashi, and his own grandchildren are not.
He doesn't present it as a
kasha. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It just did strike me. Like, I was wondering why, like, they wouldn't even humor it, and, like, at least ask on Rashi before rejecting it. At least have the decency, you know, to have a machlokas with me. Okay, so that's what they say. This is all their attempt to understand Rashi in the Havamina. But ultimately, they have different suggestions. And there are two different like alternatives where you don't see Maimer as a din d'oraisa, but as a din d'rabbanan. And the Gemara is asking, and then you have to understand the question of the Gemara. So Tosos, on the basis of an Aleph, basically suggests this is what Nathan was alluding to, that Ein Hachanami Maimer is obviously the Rabbanan, but the Chachamim, there's a mitzvah Chachamim to do Maimer before Kiddushin, and the Chachamim tell you to do something, and you don't do it, so maybe it's some kind of knas that that they're Oseh, Mishum Asu Chachamim, Kipogea, Be'esh Esach Shlovam Makom Mitzvah. So midrabbanan lo kani, midaraisa, you did what you needed to do. Maimer is not going to get in the way of that. But because you neglected the mitzvah chachamim, so you're going to get it's like, you know, midrabbanan, we treat it like you were pogei b'eshesach. Not malchus deraisa, derabbanan, pogei b'eshesach. I should mention that, you know, lashonos like afkeinu or oseh b'iloso kabilas nus are thrown around. I don't think that is necessarily what Tosos is saying, but if you said that, so then, it, you know, it's one of those cases where, you know, it ends up being like malchus deraisa and eshesach. But at minimum, because the neglect of the mitzvah derabbanan that we treat it like an eshesach shelo b'makom mitzvah. That's what I understand. The Ritva, who I think is mostly like Tosos here, just elaborates it a little bit. Like, what's the mitzvah chachamim? Like, what's that based on? And like, why is it so important that they're going to treat it like in Eshesach Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah? So the Ritva, if you look, I don't even know, actually, I may not have cited it. But the Ritva makes it sound like that the problem is that what? This was a woman who was just her Eshesach, you know, a minute ago. And now you're just going to be boel her, like, immediately? Like, it seems like you're being boel in Eshesach. And that's not okay. That's in Yisur Karetz. So by putting something, wedging something in between, you know, the prior days where she was Asura Alecha, and now where she's, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv for you to do it, is very important. Almost like creating a buffer period, you know, between this, you know, the Isser and the Heter of Eish Hazach. Because it's nearer like you're being pogeya on Eish Hazach. So by having Maimer stuck in between, it's almost like generates the necessary buffer zone, you know, between a woman who was Asura to you 1 minute ago and now is permissible to you. And that was the mitzvah chachamim that they told you to do. And by ignoring it, you know, kansu, they made a knas that it's kipogei Eish Hazach, and you'd have to do Maimer before the next dia. That's how Tosos, and just with the elaboration of the Ritva, seem to say it. But again, it's all the Rabbanan, and just like mitzvahs chachamim that you ignore. The Rashba, really the Ramban before the Rashba, makes a very different kind of suggestion. He also thinks that what we're talking about is a din derabanan. This is like, I guess, a third suggestion, but the second of the derabanans. Not that we turned it into, when we say v'atanya loke, it's not that, oh, the chachamim turned it into an iser eish hazach, shalom v'makom mitzvah, and then required you, you know, and then you got malchus for that and made it as if it's not a kinyan. For the Ramban, there was never a havamin, it seems like, that there's like a chisaron in the kinyan. He never says that it's like kipogeya, be'eish hazach, shalom v'makom mitzvah, but he does say, if you look in the Ramban, Elahachi Pei Rusho, in the middle of source number 9, Kidika Amarta, in Ba'al Kana, Velo Tzarech Lasos Ba Maimer Acher, Alma Lo Takinu Rabbanan Maimer, Ela Lechatchila. When the Gemara said that if you did Bia without doing Maimer, that it's Kana, it sounds like that the nature of the Takana was that you do it before, and if you miss it, Maida Avad, Avad, and no problem. That the nature of the Takanas Maimer was designed to be limited as something that's only done in advance of Yivam, but if you went through with the Yivam and then you didn't do it, you wouldn't do it after you already went through with the Kinyan and you were Kona or, you know, Lagamri. But when the Gemara said, V'atanya loke al bilaso, midivrehem, the connotation of loke means that it's less, these are my words, but that less, you know, extraneous, you know, and therefore, if it's more extraneous, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it, and that's fine. But it's more intrinsic, you know, to the wrapped up together with the mitzvah yibum. And so it would sound like that you would have to do maimer after you did the bia. Ramban, in other words, connects, you know, the nature of takanas maimer with whether or not, you know, it's makas mardus, you know, and then avar kana, versus being loke. So he says, "Ve'atanya loka al bilasa midivreim mekevin shekain sarechu lachzor velasos b'maimer kodim shivol v'yishna." When the Brisa says loke, it's not okay to just say, you know, a ba'al velo asamaimer kana. It's not really true. Ve'atanya loke, this is much different of a takana, and you'd have to do maimer before you did the next bia. Upara kasam lav mishum takanta. So, and then we'll read the maskana in just a minute. But for Ramban, what the Gemara is weighing, in other words, this is maybe the clearest way to understand it, is whether or not Maimer was only made as something that's done in advance of the Bia, or that it's something that has to get done one way or another, and that you can go on, you know, for, in the future, with this Kinyan Yibum without doing the Maimer.
How do you know it doesn't mean it could be the Ramban and
the What?
How do you know it doesn't mean it could just be the Ramban and the
Even if he means that, my main point is that for the Ramban, it's not that they made it into, you know, an Eish Hazach Shalom V'Makom Mitzvah. It's more the question is how baked in or how intrinsic, you know, the Chi of Maimer is to Mitzvah's Yivam. Is it just something you have to do in advance, or it's something that like you can't go on, you know, with this relationship without? I mean, and that's the difference between Loke and Makas Mardis in the end of the day. Right. I don't think he needs to say that. Once you say what the Ramban is saying, you don't need to treat her like an Eish Hazach Shalom V'Makom Mitzvah. There's no need for that. The bigger point is whether or not you need Maimer still after you did Kinyan Yibum. Or just maybe because of the... I just don't think you need it.
You don't need it if you give another explanation.
Well, because are you asking a question on the like on how I'm understanding the Ramban now?
I'm saying I don't. What the Ramban says is it the
Gemara? Why can't it just be two ways that two types of takanas maimer? And like that might depend on how you look at it, and we'll get to it in a minute. Meaning, if the whole purpose for maimer lemashal, if the whole purpose for maimer is just mishum pritusa, how can you just be boel her? You know, tchilas kinyano. So then all you would need is at the beginning. Once you already like went through with it, there's you can't. You lost out. But if the point is that maimer is meant to support, you know, whatever the goal of Yibum is about, so then even if you missed it at the beginning,
it could be. I think the Ramban doesn't explain.
Okay. Right. So to me, yeah. So that's all I'm saying.
The answer is because I guess still not
it comes down to whether you think so. Chacham can't go get Eish Asish, Eish Asach, Shalom Bokom Mitzvah is a kiddush. I agree. So I think what you're saying is that's a kiddush.
Right.
The Tosa says that the Ramban leaves it out, and I think what you're also saying really is that in general, Balei Tosus
right.
are more amenable to that because for them. Everything is dechuya.
Agreed.
You know, it's always hovering. You know, that's always in the background. Whereas for the Ramban, you know, it's a drudge. It's less likely, and it is a kid. You could say Maimer is a kid of the Ramban or it's a kind of the Ramban without saying that.
Okay. Right. But you can say that without and still say they both agree it's a chisaron of the kingdom. I mean, that limits what the significance or the
and what the alternative is
of when they have a chisaron kinyan that.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with that too. No, it could be a chisaron in the kinyan, but.
I guess my question is the Ramban's point that it has to be, that because it has to be before, if the second one didn't work in the Ramban, so you're left with basically, it's overlaps just in the second one because the first thing didn't follow Maimar, so basically, the Chavmi was, the Ramban, it basically is command less. You're saying that, though.
I'm saying you don't one way or another. I know it could be true. No, that part could be true too. I would still say that it's still not kippul. It's still not. It doesn't need the chiddush. Let's say. Yeah, exactly. Whatever you're saying. Yeah. Okay. So that's the what? What did you say? That's not a maimer.
A maimer. That's really when Chazal, if Chazal came along and made.
No, because I think for the Ramban, it's not about ignoring something they said. Like for Tosas, I think it's really like I was invoking the, you know, Afkinu Rabbanan. Yeah. It's not like a mitzvah that you ignored what the Chacham told you to do, so now we're going to give you a knas. Like, I don't think that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll speak. So that's the, so in this Havmina, however you understand it, in one of the three ways, either the Rashi with, you know, if the Ramban and the Rashi are different, so 1A and 1B, and then Tosos. Let's say, and the Ramban is 2 and 3. So I understand that clearly, like what emerges, at least in the Havamina, is that, you know, Maimer is either much more integral, even on a D'oraisa level, or, you know, as a D'rabbanan, you know, is obviously very important. That's all in the Havamina of the Gemara. But then in the Maskana, the question is if any of that really remains. If you turn to the Gemara says, Vatanya Loke? No, don't understand that we're talking about is Loke with the one of the three connotations we said before. Ella, or whatever, Makas Mardus, it means Makas Mardus Midrabanan. Tirav, Mangid, Mandi Mekadesh Vibio, Mandi Mekadesh Vishuka, Mandi Mekadesh Vishuduchi. I'll just read the whole list in case anyone gets any ideas. Umandi Mevatal Gita, Umandi Masr Moda Agita, Umandi Pakashlicha Dirabanan. Umande shoy shamta dirabanan ale plus in yomin philosophy lebedina vitavel shamte, and then this is for sage val khasna the dar vivechamoi whatever the dar in the khilaf low, and the Gemara just goes on the whole list basically. The Gemara goes on vechule and basically just explains like all these things there's makas maridus for. I think in mam the kaddish bibia or bishuka, let's say mishum. The prisos involved in doing that. So the Gemara, and this is important, never explicitly says, you know, like hachanami, if you do bias yibum velo maimer, but the implication is that the whole reason why you get any type of lashes for ignoring the maimer before bia is just because of a prisos. And this is clear, even let's say, or maybe especially in Rashi. Rashi says in the very same Rashi, if we just pick up where we left off, the Kamashani, Hai Loke, Lav Malkus Arboimhu, Elamakas Mardus, Makas Ridui Midrabanan, and he says the line, Shenag, Kalish Rosh, Beatzmo Ul Olam Kana. This whole thing is just Bishum the Kalis Rosh. You're just having Bia right away, you know, with this woman. And that's the whole problem. But of course, Mimer's not going to do anything, not going to affect the Kenyan, the ability to go forward with the Yibum. Just that you shouldn't do it. It's an important protection to help neutralize the priestess involved in initiating the Bia right away. And without, you know, getting into it so much, this seems to be, like, you know, certainly what Tosos say in the end of the day, you know, on in Divrei Maskil, Dimekadish Bibia, just like Che'osa Tchilas, Kenyano Bibia. And that seems to be like the Maskonas HaGemar. And like the way the Torah Tamima says it, I just saw this, you know, Agav the other day, that it may be like the concern is that by a regular, you know, marriage, you'll just do Kiddush Bibia. So it really is like an extension of Rav Manged Aman Dimekadish Bibia, even maybe if it's not exactly the same problem here. The point is that the Kiddushin before the Bia, the Maimer before the Bia, Mitzvah Yavama, Mikadesh V'achav Bo, doesn't mean what we initially thought it was. It's a complete 180 degree turn, and it's just to neutralize the Pritzos of you know, of a similar type to Kiddushe Bia. Oh. However, this doesn't seem to be the position of the Rambam. The Rambam, this is really the focal point of the, whatever. This is also an important part of the Chabura. The Rambam tremendously expands the role of Maimar, even in the end of the day. Probably even more in some ways than the Havamina, except that for the Rambam, it's never quite, you know, exact, like really D'oraisa, as that we like the way we saw it before. So the Rambam in Perek Beis, the very first halacha, basically establishes in so many ways. I was debating before with Natan, I am using his Rambam, like what to underline, and it's the kind of thing you really like would underline almost the whole two Rambams. There's one chiddush after the next that doesn't appear in the Gemara and seems to me at least to be the Rambam's own. From the very beginning, the Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, Midivrei Sofrim, you know, which we all know at least has a connotation closer to the Oraisa than just a regular Dirabanan. Shelo Yavo Hayavam Al Yevimto Achi Yekadesh Osa Bifnei Shnei Edim. Now, point number two, the Shnei Edim. Again, I'm not asking Akasha, like why the Rambam said that they're Shnei Edim. I'm pointing out that it's never clear in the Gemara that they're Shnei Edim. I think, you know, the fact that there would be, and maybe especially for the Rambam, is consistent, you know, with the way he thinks about Edim as part of the Hagdara of Kiddushin in general, like we saw already in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. I think I included it again on the source sheet. And then, as Revi's pointed out in the past, in Perek Gimel, whenever the Rambam tells you about the three Darche Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar, yes or no Bia, he always just like throws in time and time again that, you know, you have to do it with Edim. And the way he understands Edim in general, we just don't have the time to do this. You know, it's consistent that if you ever have a Kiddushin, it's just built in part of the Agdara. It's not so much a Chiddush maybe, you know, about Maimer, only that we're treating Maimer, you know, with the standards that we would in other Kiddushin. But what's also significant is just to point out the contrast between the Maimer, the Maimer which precedes, and the Bia that ensues. The Rambam never says that there be Edim for Bia Sivum, and that's how Rav Chaim understands the Rambam, and how many understand the Rambam. So just the idea, this contrast that you have, you know, emphasize the Edim in the Maimer before the Bia, and then that in the next, you'll see this in a minute, but it's the next Halacha and Halacha Gimel, where he describes what is the Maisa Bia that you must do to fulfill the Mitzvah Sivum. So Edim is like, it's screaming out that it's missing. It's not there. For a Rambam who in general, you know, it tells you when, you know, you need Aiden. And I'm honestly not sure that everyone has to agree that there are Aiden by Maimer. And the more that you do look at, on the one hand, the more you look at Maimer as just a way of neutralizing pritzus, that you don't tchilas kenyano bebia. So the point in general is that you're not going to necessarily need to have the same standards in Kiddushei Maimer that you would have in Kiddushin in general. On the other hand, it still had us to have a surah of Kiddushin, even if it's only Kiddushin Terabana. This is a little bit of discussion, just not for now, in the Ramah and the Beis Shmuel and Simen Kuf Samech Vav, in terms of like if you have the Edim on the Maimer, do you need it on the Bia? Assuming that you do need Edim on Bia Sibum. So I'm just, again, I'm not sure. Either way, the Rambam is saying it, and it's not anywhere in the Gemara. That's number two. Number three, just skip. He says, Ishnei Edim, Bepruta, O Beshavapruta, Vizeo Anikra Maimer. Vein ha maimer kone biyavama kinyan gomer shkemoshi yisbar, which he's going to say in Parakei. This is just la'afuke beishamai, like beishamai language, which is just even more significant once he just told you that maimer is only medivrei sofrim. So it could just be he's repeating, like don't think that maimer could replace piyas yivum. I just said it's medivrei sofrim. But it is a little bit striking that he needs to use beishamai language when describing this clearly kinyan derabanan. Divrei Sofrim, whatever. Okay, so you're asking, in other words, what's the chalos of Maimer and the Rama? Okay, yeah, I'm not addressing that, but I hear what you're saying.
If anything, there'd be reason to Rama to say that it's trying to be the rest, because there's no air from the way. No,
because well, we'll just get to that. But the Rama thinks that you've already eclipsed and superseded Kiddushin. It doesn't seem like there'd be a need, you know, to have Kiddushin or that Kiddushin would be Chal in Eish Esach in the context of evil. Or there might be no Eish Esach, but it doesn't mean there's Tfisas Kiddushin. I mean, that's the question. Like, that's the Rashi also on the Beis. I'm not going to get into it, but the question basically comes down to how much, like, we look at Yibum, and also like Eish Esach as someone who is shayach to Kiddushin in general, or if Yibum is like something that is totally different. We'll see this in a second, but we can see it now. The Rambam basically says you don't need Kiddushin in Halacha Perek Aleph, right at the beginning, Halacha Aleph, you don't need Kiddushin, because he said, Minatori no tzarech lekali shivimto, shezo ishto hi sheiknu lo min ha-shamayim, ela yavo alea uksubasa al nechzei baila shemes. I'm not the first one to point this out. The Or Sameach, Rav Chaim, just that the Bias Yibum is not working midin Kiddushin, and Kiddushin would almost be like unnecessary Oh, sorry, you're saying something else.
If you did Kiddushin.
Yeah, even if you did it, it just wouldn't be Chal. Cause
why is what you just said an indication that it's not Chal?
I think when something is passed, like you already have more than that with her.
I'm not saying I think it's compelling. I'm just like wondering. Like I'm saying, even from earlier this year, like why?
That's how I would say it.
Okay.
This is the issue. I mean, this is the big yeah. But what you're pointing out is like the way Rashi says it on Nun Beis, that the only reason there's no Tfisas Kiddushin is because of Eish Esach. For the Rambam,
triggered something which I had.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. You're saying for the Rama, if you hold Hutra, in theory, like it's more amenable to Tfisas Kiddushin. The question is if that's still even true. Like, because is Eish Esach the only impediment? It's very likely not. Because the whole point is that the only thing that's Chal, that only thing that works at all, is probably the Bia. But, yeah, that's a bigger discussion. Fine. And then, just to skip for a second, below in Halacha Beis, when the Rambam writes, V'abal Yivimto, V'loa Sabamaimer, Kane Kinyan Gamer, Ve'enot Sarech Lachsor Lukadish Achar Habi'ila, Umakin Osomakas Mardis V'kosed Laksuba. I think it is significant that the Rambam does need to like reject the Havamina of the Gemara and tell you that, you know, even if you did Bia, I mean, number one, the Rambam's telling you is that Maimer is not Kone Kinyan Gamer on its own. Number two, he's telling you that it also doesn't get in the way of Bias Yivum. I just think comes from a place that that totally, you know, upgrades the role of Maimer. If we go back, sorry, I'm jumping around. After he says that Maimer is not Kona Kinyan Gamor, Kimoshi Yisvar, he says, Ve'ose Maimer Biyavimto Shelomi Daita Lo Asaklum. Says that it needs to be Midaita. That's, of course, the Gemara, Yivamos Yotesim Abez and Kiddushin Mem Dalid. And the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim over Rebbe, who says that Maimer could be done Bal Karcha. The Chachamim think that, and Bal Karcha because we learn Maimer from Yibum, but the Chachamim think we learn Maimer from Kiddushin. The same way Kiddushin has to be Midaita, so too Maimer. The Rambam paskens that way. What's significant, what I want to point out, at least as significant by the Rambam here, is not that only that he paskens that way, although I think that matters too, is just his language. He says that Maimer Bivimto has Shalomi Daita Loasaklum. Then he has this line, She'ena Isha Miskadeshes El Ertsona, which is a cut and paste from the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Ishas, where the Rambam writes, Eina Isha Miskadeshes Ela Lertsona, Va'isha, something like Va'isha She Miskadeshes Val Karcha, Eina Mikudesh. I'll just read it inside. 1 second. Right, is it Midaita or it's from Lertsona? I thought it was a cut and paste. It doesn't matter so much anyway, but I'll just read it. Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. He says, oh, you're a faster turner than me. I have less experience. Eina isha miskadeshes el lertzona, v'amekadish isha balkarcha, eina mekudeshes. Just another way, again, it's a small way, but just because we're reading the Rambam, where he connects it to Kiddushin in general. What? I don't think it's surprising. I just think that once you say the maskana of the Gemara, like Rashi.
But the Gemara says the reason it is because of Kiddushin.
No, yeah, right. That's why. No, right. I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not so much like bothered that Kiddushin is his precedent. Like that's what he. I just think like the language, like she'ein. It's not like yalif. Like we're learning it from Kiddushin. It's almost like this is Kiddushin. So she'ein. How could it? It's not shy. Yeah. Uktanim and erisin osin b'maimer elamidas avia. So that's point number four. Point number five. The halacha beis is just everything until now was great, but I think five really like demonstrates if you weren't convinced already. The Rambam, you know, is taking Maimer much further than just as a way of negating Pritzus. Says Ukeshem Shu Mekadesh Yevimto Kachu Mevarich Birchas Nisuin. Point number one, Baasara. Vekosev Ksuva, two, and then Kedin Kol Nosei Isha. So let's just break this down. Rambam is basically suggesting that a person you have to also make Birchas Chasan and the Sheva Brachos. A basara, which is what it requires, in addition to the maimer. That is a big machlokes, also, you know, in the poskim. So the Rambam seems to require this. What it already tells you, well, let's do it this way. So if you look in source number... Shulchan Aruch in the tour 25, source number 25. So the Rambam talks, he again, they're mostly like they often do, are quoting from the Rambam, and then they take out like they're selective quoters. So he says, V'dayu shenikra maimar ve'eno konikin gomar k'tila kaman ve'eno sin b'maimar elamidaita v'chule. And then he says, V'kosev laksuva k'din kol hanose amana de'ama. We'll get back to the other change he makes, but he leaves out the Birchas Nisuin, any type of nisuin at all. And that's the same for Shulchan Aruch as well. But the Ramah, in source number 26, for good measure, throws in the end of Seif Beis, V'tzricha gam kein chupa achar kiddushin kemosha ar isha, which the Darkei Moshe, in the Ramah, in the Darkei Moshe, already threw, he was quoting the Hagos Mordechai, in a very important shita, in source number 28. Already the Ramah was quoting him and saying, V'yikachen v'kesef, v'yichane sima l'chupa. You have chuppah, which is actually not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that you make birchas nisuin, but in the Mordechai it's v'chanes ima lechuppah al kavanas lehakim leachiv shem, which we'll get back to. But basically, what the Rambam introduced is a machlokes tor Shulchan Aruch on the one side and the Rama on the other, and the Gra calls out the Rama. Basically says, He doesn't understand where this comes from, this requirement for chuppah. The only time you ever have in Yevamos that there would be a role for chuppah to play in the context of Yibum is in accordance with the Shita of Beis Shammai on Chavtesim at Beis. And we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So how could it be that they're introducing chuppah? But again, like my similar to my point I made on the Ritva, it's probably not, they're probably not coming from Shita's Beis Shammai. The only time the Gemara suggests chuppah in the context of Beis Shammai was when it was considering the possibility that that Maimer, which is Kone Kinyan Gomor, replaces Piyas Yibum. And then the question is, do you also have to do chuppah in addition to the Maimer? Or is Maimer, Kone Kinyan Gomor, just as good as what Bia would be, Lechut? But what we're talking about here in the Ramah and in the Rambam is where you're going to do Piyas Yibum. This is not Maimer Levei Shammai. This is a case where you're going to have all everything that you need with the Bias Yibum. And the question is, what is, in other words, the Tzura of the Takana Derabanan in advance of Bias Yibum? And that is what the Rambam said earlier, and the Ramah, coming from the Mordechai, said a little bit later that there's this need for Chuppah. And clearly, once you've, just to make it clear, once you've done the Kiddushin, Be'edim, Shavapruta, etc., Midaita, so there's no problem anymore, even for Rav, Mande Mekadesh B'Biyah. You did Kiddushin. Kiddushin Gemurin. Like, this is not about a precess at all, but it's much more, as the Rambam himself, I think, says, as applying to her, Kiddin, Kol, Nosei Isha. And point number six in the Rambam, the Ksuba, which also just precedes the Kiddin, Kol, Nosei Isha, which is a key formulation of the Rambam. So the Ksuba is a fascinating issue as well. What does the Rambam mean when he says that your kosev kisuba kedin kol nosei isha? The Rambam already told you in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph that the kisuba falls onto the nichsei, you know, hames. And we're very familiar with the din kisuba in the context of even from the Gemara and Lamed Tesem and Aleph. The Gemara and Lamed Tesem and Aleph says isha hiknu lo min hashamayim. And so because of that, because of Isha Hiknu Lo Min HaShamayim, the Ksuba is not his Achrayas, unless, the Gemara says, if there isn't any property left to pay out his Almana, the Mace's Almana, so the Gemara says, V'leisla Min HaRisho and Takinu La Misheni, Kadesh Le Teikala Ve'en Avotzia. We can't have a case where she's going to be left without a Ksuba and married to this man, so it might not be his Achrayas initially. And therefore it'll default to the money of her deceased husband, whose possessions you take over. You know, that's one of the dinim of Yibum. But of course, if there's no ksuba, so shalot, it can't be that they're going to be married without a ksuba. Shalot kala be'en avlotia. The Rambam records that halacha in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. And over here, it sounds like he's requiring an additional ksuba. That is a important discussion about the nature of the din ksuba in the context of Yibum. Without getting into the details, I gave the Ma'ar Makomos, but there seems to be a question of whether or not when the Baal steps in, the current Baal, the Yavam steps into the ksuba's achiv, whether we look at that as like a totally, like a continuation, a hamshech, of ksuba's hames, and he's basically just applying that din ksuba, not as himself, but as like the subsidiary, the continuity of his brother, or if we look at it as a totally new requirement, you know, that becomes his requirement in the absence of ksubas habal. And a nafkamina to that is with the Rishonim debate is what's the number, how much is the ksuba, if when she was initially married by the mace, she was a psula. So her ksuba initially would have been 200. So if the yavam is taking over for the ksuba, is that 200? Or is it 100? It should be, when he's giving, writing the ksuba, she's an almana. So she should only get, she's a shibula, she should only get 100. And that is the view of many Rishonim. But she should get 100. But what many suggest is that that's basically the machlokas. Whether you would pay out 200 or 100, which is machlokes rishonim. But it sounds like, for the Rambam, that whatever you end up saying about that, what we're talking about here is a totally new chiyuv ksuba that the chachamim imposed or superimposed onto the process of Yibum. And that seems to be a machlokes, Bach and Beishmuel. Whether or not there are really two ksubas here or one. The Bach seems to suggest that there would be a second ksuba, that the Yavam, it would be the Yavam's own ksuba, that would basically have, you know, achray, he would have to have the same achrayis as Nechasim, would be Meshubad, you know, to the Isha for that new ksuba, as opposed to the old ksuba, which would be just a, you know, his brother's, let's say, whatever you say about that question, how we look at the brother's ksuba. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, the question is when the Yavam takes it over, is it 200 or 100?
The question is if there isn't enough.
And that's yeah.
That's not a bigger thing to the Yavam.
No, I agree. Either it just comes from the Baal, and then if he has the Nechasim, exactly. And then there'd be no Ksuba for the Yavam, and then the Rambam would be saying, you know, that maybe there's like this, there's this other Din Ksuba, even if there was Nechse Hamix. I'm just saying, even if he takes it over, there becomes an interesting question, like, does that suffice as his ksuba, or does he have to write a new one, midin the takanas
chachamim? In the previous sense, you have to write one. The question is whether...
How do we view his ishya?
Whether it's your... Come again?
The Gemara clearly says you have to write a new ksuba. But you're wondering, is that simply...
Is that just the same one? Yeah, exactly.
Assuming the previous
exactly,
one,
exactly.
Also,
right.
Yeah.
But then that does seem to be a debate in the in the postgame. Yeah. Agreed. I'm just pointing out that it would be fascinating if like there's this chiyuv ksuba for the yavam under all circumstances because of this new takana derabban that you do need to write a new one, like a separate one for yourself, all the time. Yeah. That's what the Beis Shmuel asked those questions on the Bach. The whole thing summarized in the Beis Shmuel. But either way, I think the mashmalos of the Rambam is for sure that it's we're talking about an independent ksuba. I think that's for sure the diag in the Rambam. What? Okay. And then you have this thing of kiddin kol no seisha, which obviously, you know, just like speaks volumes and may explain like what all this is really about. The kishem is just significant because it really is highlighting that the mimer is part of this broader program to apply, you know, a normal ishus structure and relationship, you know, to the yavama. Good. One more thing that I just think is very noteworthy about this part is that yeah.
Are you trying to show that it's a little different than that? Not to make it kedusha, or that you're trying to say that in shittas the Rambam.
You're saying, oh, I'm going to ask the question, why did the Rambam do this? And I'm going to answer. I think that the Kadesha part's part of it, but I think it actually goes also more.
A lot of these things are what the Rambam already needs to make it not.
Yeah, what I was going to mention exactly is that the question is what he's emphasizing about the Kiddushin, the Brachos, and the Ksuba. I do think that parallels.
The Ksuba is part of. It's an interesting situation. This is a case where there already is a Ksuba, but it's not his Ksuba. I don't know if that's part of the Tzura of Kiddush, if part of the Tzura of what a Kiddush is, then he may need that as part of his commitment, let's say, to make it not a Kiddush.
Yeah, no, I think that it definitely does do that. That's also why I spend so much time with the Ramban and the Rashba, because I don't know, the Rama might be applying that with my memory of Divrei Sofrim. That might be his angle. I just think it might also be more than that. Kiddin kol no seisha, I think. I'll get to it, but yeah. And then again, this is just another point. It's interesting. On Nunam Abeis, the Gemara basically asks, why does Maimer work? My Taima and Maimer is effective, in other words, to require a get. You're still going to need chalitza, but why does it even engender a get if at the end of the day you need Bias Yivam? So the Gemara says on Nunam Abeis, that the reason is, we'll read it inside. Mar says, "My time, Amar Rabbana, and Maimer Biyivama Mahani. Why does it even work? Why is there a chalos? Mishum de Mahani ba'alma, because kiddushin maybe yes or no shtar, but generally work as a kinyan to be kona the isha. So the Amars, if you would say that you did Maimer to the Yivama and it does nothing, it doesn't even engender a get me the Rabbanan." Amri Maimer Liknos Ubia Liknos. You'll say, well, Kesef is usually Kone, and Bia is the other of the three ways to be Kone. So if the Maimer doesn't work, it would be Maimer Lomahani, Bia Namer Lomahani, and you're going to think that the Bia Sibum doesn't work. V'asi Lemivil Achar Bia, which is, we know, is a big problem, you know, especially from the last Chabura, of a Lo Yivne. Like, we don't want that, or, well, it depends on the case. Either it's an Ashes Ach problem, an Ashes Ish problem, or it's a Lo Yivne problem, or a Bone Binyan, you know, Bayis Echav Alo Shnevatim. So, in other words, Maimer is just a Gezeira Atu that you'll think that Bia doesn't work. I think it's noteworthy that for the Rambam, in Perakei Halacha Gimel, he writes that the reason why you need a get after Maimer, he doesn't have this whole complicated Gzeira Atu, but he just says, Ketzad, Ha'osem Maimer Vimtov, Lorata Livol, Tzarech Lichtov Loget, Shahare, Niskachelo. Because you had a Kiddushin here. So if you have Kiddushin, of course you need a get. That's different than the Gemara's Gzeira Atu. It sounds a little bit like, for the Rambam, we're talking about a real Kiddushin. We did very so from here. It's not just a gimmick. It's not just a gzera atu, but it's a, you know, it has like a status of its own, and it engenders a get midrabanan. That may be consistent with the idea that in general, you know, it's kone, you know, beisha, but I think it is still much more than that for the Rambam. There's an interesting problem. At least it's interesting to me. And the Rambam says that you make Berchas Nisuin Ba'asar. That's what the Rambam seems to require. And the Maaser Rokeach, like, struggles with it a little bit. He's not really sure what Berchas Nisuin refers to. You know, you could see his analysis in source number 20. And he basically ultimately suggests that, you know, he discusses what exactly this means. What's interesting to me is that the Rambam doesn't actually mention that you do chuppah. Like, he doesn't say to do nisuin, he just says you make the brachos. What we saw in the Ramah was that you would actually have chuppah. Would the Rambam require chuppah? So, I'm not sure for the Rambam. First of all, you have to ask what chuppah is for the Rambam. The Rambam thinks that it's yichud haroi labiyah, so I'm not really sure, like, you know, if we would require that in addition, you know, to what you're going to eventually do as the Bias Yivama. But it could also be that, like, in a bigger way, the Yivam is what is the Gomer here. We're not trying to, like, totally meddle and mess with the Dioraisa process in which Yivam, you know, is obviously the focal point. But what we're just adding, and I'll explain this a little bit more as I go, is that this is all background and a framework, you know, for that the Chachamim imposed for the Yivam to thrive. So you're going to have the brachos, the berachas nisuin, like, to which complements, like, the, you know, everything that we're talking about, that everything that the Rambam is requiring. Even if, like, you don't actually have to have, like, a chuppah. I think that is very important and meduyuk in the Rambam, especially given the Rambam's perspective on the sheva brachos. So what we're talking about here is, Rabbi Packer correctly pointed out, what are the three things, like, broadly speaking, that the Rambam introduces into the D'oraisa structure? So it's Kiddushin and Ksuba, which we pointed out how crucial that is. Lisa Isha, B'Ksuba, U'B'Kiddushin. That really is the mitzvah for the Rambam. And then the brachos also play a particularly significant role. The Rambam in Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel, requires the brachos, and he says that you're supposed to make them in advance, before actually that you do the nisuin itself. But then in Halacha Vav, Rambam says something fascinating. Rambam seems to suggest that if you don't make the brachos, two things. Number one, that if you don't make the brachos, there was a havamina that she wouldn't be a nisua gemura, that the brachos would somehow be ma'akev to nisuin. The Rambam only needs to tell you that the bracha is ma'akev in two other places. We wouldn't in Hilcho, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, and also in Yani Diyoma, in Hilchos Pinim Musaf and by Sfiras Omer. But otherwise, you don't need to tell me you know, that brachos are ma'akev, the institution. Brachos are often derabanan, and even if they be deoraisa, it's still independent from the mitzvah itself. You wouldn't think that it would be ma'akev. It's so pasha that the Rambam, when he records, you know, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, the klolim for Hilchos Brachos HaMitzvah, he doesn't even need to tell you explicitly, it's implicit. He doesn't need to tell you explicitly the brachos ma'akev, the mitzvah. It's pashat. But yet the Rambam, if you look in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishas, Halacha Vav, I think has pointed this out also, maybe even heard it around the time that Rav Lichtenstein was Nifter. Because I was in the States during when Rav Lichtenstein was Nifter, and you were giving Shir on Ksubas then. So I visited the Shir. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Vav, I'm sorry I'm very slow with the pages. He says, Hame'aris es ha'isha ubirech birchas chasanin v'lo nisyache ima v'beiso adayin arusi. If you didn't, you ate the brachos and you didn't do nisuin, so of course, you know, she's still an arusi, although that's already, like, very interesting. She'ein birchas chasanim ose ha'nisuin already, just the whole thing is amazing. Ela knisa l'chupa. And then it climaxes here, ireis v'kines l'chupa v'lo b'erech birchas chasanim ha'rezo nisua gimura. The birchas nisuin seem to play a very pivotal role, even if ultimately they're not ma'akiv, the nisuin, in the nisuin. But then the Rambam continues, v'chozer u'mevarech hafil achar kamyom, that you still are going to need the brachot, and you can do them at a later point. So, at the time, in trying to figure out, like, what exactly is the role that the birchas nisuin play, and I think this will be relevant for our purposes. So we discussed in Shir that a lot of, I think maybe the Beis Yosef and the Ran, are medai from the fact that the Rambam requires the brachos before the Nisuin in Halacha Gimel, that it's just a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. And then you have to assume about this Birchas HaMitzvah that it isn't structured the way normal Birchas HaMitzvah is. There's never Asher Kedishanu. There's seven of them. They don't seem like Birchas HaMitzvah at all. And it would be an instance.
What? It's machlokus Ran.
Oh, it's a machlokus Ran of Beis Yosef.
The Ran says that. Beis Yosef
says what? It's Birchas Hasheva?
Yeah.
Okay. I always get that wrong. He quotes the Ran, right?
Yeah. The Ran of Pesach.
Right. Okay. In Ksubas or Pesach?
The Ran is in.
Oh, the Ran's in Pesach.
Zayim. Uh
huh.
Okay. But that's the art of the discussion.
Right. And then it would be that an instance of where you have like a Birchas HaMitzvah, which we were talking about, you know, seeming to play a role beyond, you know, just being a bracha, but.
This is that the Rambam doesn't really think it's a Birchas HaMitzvah.
That's what I'm going to say, right.
But he thinks it's part of the.
You should just say it. No, I'd rather you say it. No, I think the Chozer Mevarech is part of that too, also. Like, the idea is that Rebbe has said this. I really would rather you say it. There's no reason. I'm just going to apply it to Yivam Chalitza. But the Pashtus, as Rebbe began, is that the Rambam thinks that these are a different type of bracha, and they're really meant to be part of the Hagdara of the Yisuin. They characterize, define, and ultimately, give nisuin, let's say, like, certain context and stature, and that's why they might play such a different role. They describe the bond, you know, between a husband and wife, and that integrates and is part of the nisuin itself, which would more than explain, why you might think initially that all you need is the brachos, that the brachos, you know, can play an independent role, and that if you don't have them, maybe it's ma'akev. They're really part of the nisuin itself, the matir itself. So the idea that, just going back to the Rambam, he emphasizes, in addition to kiddushin and ksuba, also dafka the brachos. I also think it's consistent with kind of applying, you know, the elements that really define what an ishus really is, what an ishus needs, what is based on, according to his more general view. What I think is, like, very interesting also just to think about is whether or not there's a bracha on the Kiddushin. Rambam says very interestingly, kishem that there is kiddushin, there are brachos pirchas nisuin. Like there, it's flipped. Like it's not kishem kiddushin also chuppah, and it's not kishem there's a bracha on kiddushin, there's also a birchas nisuin. It's like a shame that there's kiddushin, so there's also going to be brachos. Which, by the way, just in general, like maybe create some connection between kiddushin and the brachos, right? Habola rusasa bebeis chamiv, you know, and kiddushin being that maybe the matir for the ishus on the one end, then kalav lo bracha sur lebayla kanida. But for our purposes, what's also interesting, in addition to the maybe more general connection between kiddushin and the birchas nisuin and ksuba, is also, is there a birchas erusin? So in the Torah, but he's quoting the Bala Iter, there's like just a very interesting discussion about that. It seems to suggest, in other words, that there would be birchas erusin. That is the position of the Maaser Rokeach as well.
The same nosach.
In source number 39, if you look, he quotes the Bala Iter, V'ikalaman da'amar dal knisas yivama kishakide shivimto sarech levarech al knisas yivama. So first, the suggestion is that you'd make a special bracha for the mitzvahs kiddushin. This is coming after he discusses that there might be a bracha on bilas mitzvah of yavama. Like, do you make a bracha when you do the mitzvah of yavama yavo aleha? So he says, for sure you would. But what about when you make the? That's the view of the. That's what the Itter's quote. That's what he's quoting from the Itter. But what about the bracha on Mimer? So first he says yes. And I do think that that's interesting. Like, what would the Rambam say about this? Like, what would he... I don't know if he actually requires it, but like, what would his opinion be? If we could ask him, like, would he say that there should be the same... Like, you have this special mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and we've pointed out that for him it's, you know, it plays a very integral role. So would there also be, like, a special bracha on it? If there's no bracha on Yibam for him, so there for sure wouldn't be a bracha on Maimer. But if there is, like, what would he say? But what's noteworthy in the Torah is that he then takes for granted Velesa, there's no bracha, the Bala Iter, the Habarech Birchas Erisin. He takes for granted that you're making a Birchas Erisin on the Mimer. Therefore, if you have the Birchas Erisin, you wouldn't have to make the special bracha on Mimer. And he says, and V'imi shum demosif mitzvah zibum, halesa lemitzvah elevavia. There's nothing to this mimer. The mitzvah is really just bia. So again, depending on how you really look at the role that mimer is playing, like this argument, you know, may or may not be so strong. Like the more you think mimer is really contributing something to the mitzvah, yes, it's drabanan, but if it's contributing, it's not just a birchas erusin. And to the question of would the Rambam require birchas kiddushin, I think for sure not. For the Rambam, the bracha on kiddushin, and if the bracha, especially the bracha, is a birchas mitzvah, I don't think that's what the goal is over here. The goal over here is not that you're doing a regular kiddushin. The point is that you're inserting a kiddushin into the context of mitzvah yibum to provide structure, to provide some kind of framework. But it's not kiddushin in and of itself. It's not about kiddushin. Kiddushin is not the star of the show here. You're not going to make a bracha on the Erusin. I think that's why the Rambam doesn't say it. Rambam knows how to say, as he says very well in Parak Gimel, Halacha of Gimel, and Hilchos Ishus, that you make the bracha in Kiddush, and the same way you make a bracha on all mitzvos, it's all there. But over here, he doesn't say that. And he does tell you there is a bracha, and that bracha is the Birchas Nisuin. I think the Rambam, even as he upgrades Mimer, maybe more than anybody, would also tell you that Mimer is playing a Yibam role here, not a Kiddushin role. So he wouldn't have the Birchas Kiddushin. But again, the Maaser Rokeach disagrees with me, not for the Rambam. I mean, yeah, the Maaser Rokeach thinks for the Rambam you would, and the Bala Iter seems to say that that's like a Davar Pashut, that you'd have the Birchas Erisin. Well, the last point I want to make, just before I take questions, is that the context in which this Rambam appears is very significant. The Rambam just told you in Perek Aleph, he just established basically the Chiyuv Yibum, and he hasn't told you yet how you do Yibum. Only in Halacha Gimel, that's where the Rambam tells you what is Habal Yivimto, how do you accomplish, you know, Yibum, what type of Bia is required. And before he even tells you what that is, he already from the very beginning integrates Mimer into the process of Yibum. For the Rambam, Mimer is not an afterthought. Mimer is not just a technical din to neutralize pritzos, but and even more than that, it becomes part of what mitzvah zivam is. Maimer. And notably, when the Kiryas Sefer is writing his Sefer, like, you know, almost like parallel to the Rambam, he totally skips out that first part. He just starts Perek Beis by saying, Habal Yavimto, the Rambam Salach Gimel, Kina'a Bein Beshoge, Bein Vemezeh, Bein Onis, Bein Meratzon. But for that one, the point is that Maimer, you can't talk about, in the post-Takana, you can't talk about Yibum without Maimer. Mitzvah Yavama Mekadesh Ba'achar Kach Boal. And the question is, what is this really, this Kedin, Nose, Kikol, Nose Isha, what is this all about? Yeah, sorry.
To me, what you're pointing out is that highlighting the fact that the Rambam did not choose that positive formulation of Mitzvah Yavama Kadesh Ba'achar Boal, instead of using a negative formulation. There is other grams, Shalom Yavo, it's almost like this, sir. Right, so I feel like a lot of the evidence you've given until now is really pointing out the direction.
No, right. So that I think, I actually, it's funny. I actually like that problem because I think, I'm going to get to this, that the issue in the realm is dialectical. Now, on the one hand, it's true that this is a very important way to go forward with the Mitzvah D'oraisa to have this Midivrei Sofrim. But at the same time, and we'll get to this, and from Aleph, even before Beis Aleph, the Rambam is telling you that this is specifically not, this is different than all other kiddushins. So I think actually the Rambam avoided saying mitzvah yivama because mitzvah yivama sounded too much like it would be ma'akev and that it would distract from the actual mitzvah d'oraisa. Actually, that's why I think he avoided saying Rav Huna.
Well, you could say that in Aleph and Yibum, Rambam is presenting what he views as the Ikar Mitzvah Yibum. In Beis, he's just giving a chronological, practical presentation.
Right, but I don't think that's true, only. I think for him, it becomes part of the mitzvah. You just need the space.
You should put it in Perek.
No, you just need the... In Perek Mishnayos, actually, in Perek Vav, when he does, like, put it together. But I think he's giving you space. Like, I think it is important also that even as it integrates, it also doesn't just take away from the fact that Hiknu lo min ha-shamayim and the Ein Tzarech Kiddushin, you know, and the only thing is that you're supposed to do the, you know, the Bias Yivam. B'ksuba al-Bail HaRishon. So I think once you have that space, then I think when he actually tells you how to go forward with the mitzvah, so Maimer becomes like an indispensable part of the process. That's what I think about it. But like I liked your question, I was also bothered by it, and I thought that it may go with what I'm eventually going to say about like the other side of the coin. Right, it's still Midivrei Sofrim. It's not exactly 100%.
I'm saying that in a way is the mitzvah's evil. You could say it's a din d'rabbanan for sure, but by number one quality.
Oh, I like what you're saying. Maimer is not midivrei sofrim. Midivrei sofrim is describing the whole thing. I hear that. I like
giving
that.
Giving you a second look at the whole mitzvah now from a midivrei sofrim perspective.
Or like implementing it, but yeah, right. So what is this all about? So I basically I said already like what I mostly think, but. Just to like highlight it a little bit further, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam writes, and this actually initially complicates what we're saying. Rambam writes that, Eino Yishim Miskare, Gerishin, Aleph, Mitzvahs Asei Min HaTorah, Sheyivim Adam Eishas Acham Yav Bein Min HaSuin, Bein Min HaErisin, Emeis Belo Zera, Shenemar Benei Lo Yivamo Yavo Aleha, Min HaTorah, and the Rambam, this is very important. The Rambam has told you that there's a mitzvah to do Yibum, and then he goes out of his way to tell you, Min HaTorah, Eino Tzarech L'Kadesh Yivimto, you don't need Kiddushin, Shezo Ishtohi Shehiknu Lo Min HaShamayim, which has been pointed out more than once. You know, the Rambam is majorly expanding. Like, that's the reason why, Kiddushin is superfluous. You already have, you know, a relationship where Hiknu Lo Min HaShamayim. Ram says this, you know, again and again in Shuvo and the Pirush Mishnah. So Yavo Alea Uksubas Al Nitzei by Lo Shemeis. So the question is, why? What is the Rambam doing when he says that Min HaTorah Eino Tzarech LeKadesh? Why does he like, you know, almost reflexively feel the need, you know, to tell you that in the beginning in the mitzvah of Yibum? And it sounds like there probably are like two opposite reasons for the Rambam to say this. Number one, what?
What would you prefer the Rambam?
You just don't need to say it. You just say that the mitzvah of Yibum is to do Biyah. Why do you have to tell me that you don't have to do Kiddushin? Like, Kiddushin man dekar shemeh. Like, why would I ever think otherwise?
Because you might have thought that the evil, in this case, and that could be, and that is one of the views, is a via nisuin also in the context of evil. Right? So
right.
He wants to tell you that isn't true.
Right.
He needs to tell you that.
Right. Isn't that an answer to the question? Like, why do you have to say it? And then the answer is, I'm just asking the question now.
Right.
Yeah. I've been given an answer.
I think that's your.
No, but he said, I thought you only asked to say, he's just saying,
I mean,
everyone
I was,
would have to say
I
that.
Really, I'm just saying, like,
is that true? Would everyone have to say that? What if I don't, I'm not Gores, like, the position that holds that Yibum is just a Kiddushin? What if I don't think
I mean,
that's legitimate? Yibum
could be different things, and according to the
right,
answer,
right, right,
it is different things. It's taking over the issues of the brother. It's a one move, just like the Gemara's Havamim in Kiddushin is a. So that's what it is in Yibum.
Right. I think the fact that I'm going to tell you that.
You, it's a different
right.
kind of chalos issues.
Right.
It's Tikkun Olam HaShemayim. It's neither of those two things. And that definitely colors the way that he looks at a lot of issues.
Right. Like Eden.
I just wanted to hear a contrast.
I was trying to. No, that's it. So I think maybe even the main reason is, as Rebbe's suggesting, is just to highlight that Yibum is Tikkun Olam HaShemayim. It's a chiddush and it works uniquely and not based on the typical. It's not just kiddushin. It's not based on like the regular
issues. That's a tone to say that the normal dinim of halos issues also may not apply here fully, right? And then if this, I assume we were discussing before. And then parrot base, getting back to a little bit of what I said, going out from what you said. Parrot base is explaining not only the technique, but even the, but how there's elements of the missing Kiddushin, even though you don't necessarily need
right.
them on a Kenyan level, but you do need them going back to the Ramban and the Rajba and so on, not just as we won't say.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I would say. But you need them in order to, take the edge off, especially what for the Ramban, even more than anybody else, would be the problem of not having. Ishus.
Right.
In other words, for the Rambam more than any other Rishon.
Agreed.
Going right, into Ishus, Ibiya is almost unimaginable.
Which is why, it's urgent, even
given
to tell you, even that might even also explain the Perek Aleph Aleph Aleph, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like an urgency, I just spend these,
right.
the beginning
if you
of the
read Ishus,
right.
and then this isn't just the way it works, but this is crucial.
And the point is,
anything less than that, or anything is Kadesha, the Ram's
exactly.
The Ram's expansion in so many different
it's
ways.
Like
and
the
so then,
right.
Eric Bayes is telling you,
exactly.
even though you don't need it from a Kenyan, I think,
yeah.
from a Kenyan point of view, but you do need it for what otherwise would be the implication, of not having that element. Then you have to figure out which are the elements of that are part of the Kenyan and which are the elements of that are like Makshir, at least on the Rabbanu level, the Maisabiya.
Right.
And that's a kind of a dialectical thing to also explain. Which language you use, when you use it.
Right.
But it's not exactly, because I think it's what you're saying before, he's not saying this is Kiddushin Rabbanu, but he's also not just saying, this is Mishum Pritzusa.
Exactly.
So, yeah, okay.
No, So I think at the beginning, he's highlighting both those things. In other words, how it's like departure with Ishus, but at the same time, the need because of what he thinks in general about Ishus and Kiddushin, there is a need for him to tell you, even though I've said everything I've said about Kiddushin, still Yibam doesn't need it. And I think that is kind of does explain what the Rambam's doing with his approach to Midrei Sofrim. Exactly. That really, this is Ishus. The way I saw it quoted, the Rav made a suggestion just about the chuppah part, that Chazal's takana was to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kiddushin, which includes Lisa Isha, Piksuva, Kiddushin, Nisuin, and Ksuva, and Kiddushin. But what we really just say, and this could even be what the Rav meant, it's just that we're applying Ishus, we're applying the methodology of Ishus to Yibum because of how the Rambam understands it, even as that the Din De'oraisa doesn't require you to do so. But at the same time, I think, we don't want to suggest that this marriage is totally your own, and that in a way that would take away from the mace, or hiknu lo min hashamayim. I think Maimer, and like that might even be what the Hagolas Maimonios has in mind, that the mitzvah, like you should yikachena bekesef, v'yichaneis osa l'chubba, l'shem l'hakim achiv, l'shem l'hakim shem l'achiv, or something. That like, even as you're going through this whole process of Ishos, it should still be with the intention of, I don't know if Ram would say that, but the impulse is there. Like, this is not your own marriage, this is not something you created yourself, but it really is like l'hakim shem l'achiv. And the word mimer, I mentioned what it means for the Ramah, but according to Tosfos Yontif, expresses this dialectic in Yivam itself. Tosfos Yontif in Perek Beis of Yivamos suggests that mimer is relating to the Amira of Kiddushin, that in Kiddushin there needs to be an Amira, which is in stark contrast to Yibum. Again, Perek Aleph and Halacha Aleph and Beis on the one end and Gimel on the other, is the contrast to Bia, Bein B'Shogei, Bein B'Mezid, Bal Karcha, Be'ones. That's why it's called Mimer, because, you know, basically of the Amira component required in Kiddushin, that isn't required anything but that, really, in Yibum. And I think it really is this point, that on the one hand, again, you know, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Hiknu Isha Lo Min HaShemayim, he doesn't need Kiddushin, it's not about Kiddushin at all. And so Chazal chose a lashon of that represents like what is different about the Kiddushin you're doing, you know, as opposed to the Din D'Oraisa of Maimer. Just really one final point, I think maybe this could explain the issue of Maimer B'Shtar. The Gemara only ever seems to say, at least explicitly, that Kesef is used for Maimer. The question is, what happens if you do, let's say, Maimer B'Shtar? So Rashi, this is based on the Gemara in the Beis Med Aleph. Rashi, the Maskana, the Ritva, all seem to say that, you know, once we establish that we treat Maimer like regular Kiddushin, if we know Kiddushin Kesef works, so Shtar is going to work also. But notably, the Tosfos Yishanim, the Tosfos Revinu Peretz, or the Maharam Rothenberg, whoever it is, already says, like, that's not so fast, it's not so simple. And if you read the Rambam just mentions, like, Kesef, Apruta, or Shavapruta. And the Gra is Medayik, that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam maybe in the Torah, but whatever, the Rambam would say that you could only use Kiddushei Kesef, and the question is why. So Rav Avram and Ahar also point this out. He's of the mind that Bein B'Kesef Ein B'Shtar, but he just points out that the Rambam and maybe the Rif, like, just totally left it out. And it's hard to say that for them you'd be able to use Kiddushei Shtar. Just the question is why. Like, this is, stakes seem pretty low, and like, you know, if Kesef works, stars, you know, star might even be like more, you know, more Deoraisa than, you know, Mefurish Bekra than Kesef. So like, why shouldn't star work? So Rav Avraham Nahar actually makes an interesting suggestion. He says because Kesef became so popular, like the default, so when Chazal were Metake and Maimer, they wanted it just to be like the, you know, the one that's usually done. And the Rambam himself writes that when he's in the Rav Mangid Amandav Kadesh Beviyah, Halachos, so the Rambam writes that, you know, nowadays, Na'agu Olam to use Kesef. If you want to use Shtar, you also could. And Bia, you shouldn't do, because it will work, but Rav Mangin, Amand, Mekadesh, Bia. That's sort of Avram Minahar's suggestion. But I was just wondering if, like, maybe it's exactly, like, what we're talking about. The Mishnah Kiddushin told us, as we began, that the Din D'Oraisa of Yibum is to do Bia. Bia is the only thing that works for the mitzvah of Yibum. It's possible that Kesef was particularly chosen because of the three Darchei Kiddushin, Kesef and Bia really represent the two poles. Like, Bia is never, you know, you're never able to use it despite some Havaminas. As a Kenyan in general, it's totally a Maisa Ishus. You might not even in Kiddushin, like, require the same things that the other two Kenyanim require, maybe not Edim. And then the question is with Amira, some of these other things. At least Eidei Kiyum. And then Kesef, like, is used in Kicha Mitzdeyafro, and it's from the world of Dinei Mamanus. It's the opposite side of the Kenyan spectrum of Bia, which is not a Kenyan at all. And the Havamina, even in the Bavli, that even if you did, like, Kiddushei Bia, it could be that you, like, you would also need to have first done Kiddushei Kesef, like, to round out whatever status you're trying to create in Isha. The Gemara and Kiddushin Daf Tesem Abez, or the Yushalmi, but the Yushalmi also includes Shtar, that you'd have to do all three. Very much, like, you know, Kesef is a universal type of way of acquisition. It's Kinyan, you know, as Kinyan as it gets. And be it not, so it's possible, again, for this point, Chazal and Shtar is like something more in between. So it's possible that Chazal like didn't want to, you know, have them step on each other's toes at all, like in establishing this Kiddushin D'Oraisa. So it wanted it to be something which was, A, clearly Kiddushin, you know, like maybe the Kiddushin Shenahagua Olam, the default Kiddushin, but also at the same time, like something which was very clearly Kiddushin and not trying, you know, to actually be the Kiddushin the Rambam tells you you don't need, because Yibam is really all about, you know, be a at all. And I think, like, really what comes out is that, you know, even as Yibam is different, like, for the Rambam particularly, what emerges is that this is still, you know, this does still conform, like, to the Dinei Ishus, and that is, like, ultimately what's so significant about the contribution of the Chachamim. And what better name, you know, than Maimar, Maimar Chachamim, as the Rama said, and as we began, you know, with the title of the topic, talking about the Derabanans, it's a great example of where, you know, the Derabanan, you know, highlights what really the goal of the mitzvah D'Oraisa, both in its, you know, application and also in its contrast, extension and contrast to the mitzvah of Yibum D'Oraisa. Thank you.
Thank you.